Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. This is Access Astrology. I'm Ann Ortley, your astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan on a beautiful fall night. And I am joined by Mark Woltz. Mark, you out there? Where are you over on that west side?
Over on the west side, New York City, by the Hudson River. For the weekend.
Yeah, he was just upstate taking beautiful pictures of the fall leaves. And he got back in town just in time to have the show. And Heather will not be joining us tonight. She's got stuff going on in her world. So we will take you off into our land here. And Mark, what are you thinking about those heavens up there?
Mainly Pluto. And then also these two eclipses. Solar eclipse and now a lunar eclipse following. That's the usual pattern. Eclipse season. You get one and then 2 weeks later the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is the one where you see something and then after you see it, you do the emotional processing because the solar eclipse was the one that was first and then the lunar eclipse is the one that's next. It's bringing things to light. And it's a pretty fierce eclipse. You know, it's got a lot of fierce energy in it, as evidenced by the crazy, crazy, crazy in the world. Of course, sometimes crazy, crazy in your lives. So people making lots of decisions. So it's all interesting stuff. So when you're when you're looking at it, what are you noticing most about the week besides heading up to that full moon eclipse?
Well, there's a little dance going on with Mercury and the Sun. Mercury is going to conjunct the Sun, moving into Scorpio out of Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always interesting.
There's
a little dance between planets. So Mercury's speed, and that's why he's behind the Sun and it goes ahead of the Sun.
Right.
And there's that moment where they are in the same spot.
Yeah. Kazemi, in the heart of the Sun. And you have great revelations and really big, profound breakthroughs. Yeah. And they also square Pluto as they do this, too.
Right. Yeah, Pluto's playing as big a role as he can in everything. And this is a good one.
Yeah.
There's the Sun wrapped up tightly with Mercury, convinced that he has the right thoughts and has things figured out. And Pluto is squaring him, saying, show us, prove it, make it real. So if you think you've really got it all figured out, this is the week to have a big challenge to what you've got all figured out. So the best thing to do is to sit back for a moment and say, maybe I don't have things all figured out. Let's see what Pluto can teach me.
Right.
And he wants to take a role in your life.
Yeah. Pluto also wants to take you into the underworld too. You know, he wants to have you really delve in deep. And it's a closing square, Sun closing a square to Pluto, which is a whole psychological integration, right? And so Mercury and the Sun together, like I'm right. But then he's in a closing square to Pluto, and Pluto goes, really, you think you're right, huh? And the Sun goes, yeah. And Mercury goes, yeah. And Pluto goes, not so fast, kid. It's interesting because it's kind of a potent mix up there, right? So.
Yep.
Yeah. Then they go into Scorpio, and then first up, after they go into Scorpio in water, right, they trine Saturn, and they set off that grand trine in water. So we enter into emotional depths, you know, we're going from air. Kind of think about, I always think of air into Scorpio is, you know, it's a hot day, and then you're diving into the pool. You know, so you hit that water, and you have that whole body change. You know, your whole body shifts its response and kind of goes, oh, cold water, wow, cold water. So kind of intense energy, you know. So
yep.
The systemic change from air diving into water.
So be prepared for challenges.
Yes.
Whatever it is you think you've got figured out. You know, if you accept the challenge and try to prove it and put a lot more strength into it, you may get closer than you expected to proving your point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially because Mars is so strong right now. You know, he's in Scorpio. So he's like, I have the strength. You know, he's in his rulership. He just trined Saturn last week. So he's kind of like, this is the plan. And, you know, Mars, of course, is our principle of action. So when he's active in the sky, and then, of course, not today, but next week, the Sun comes up and meets up with Mars, which is a pretty potent energy, too, you know, because Sun, Mars, all the other planets, when they get near the Sun, they get burned up. But when Mars gets near the Sun, he gets activated. It's kind of like the Sun lights Mars on fire. So we still have we still have 3 more weeks of this eclipse season. I'm already tired. I was tired last week, you know. So
yeah. Well, I stayed up late at night watching for that eclipse, and it never happened.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen at night. It was in the daylight.
Right. Exactly.
The eclipse that's
right.
Next
right.
week is the one that's at night, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, this one went across the United States from Texas up to Oregon, I think it was.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't see it. The one we see is next April. We see that one. That one comes across New York. So... But I don't actually know where the full moon one is. I haven't looked to see what part of Earth sees it. So, but a lot of times those are more visible because you know the sky is dark and the whole world gets to see the moon go red. But yeah, and actually you know usually there's all this eclipse news, and there wasn't any this time. You know, it was very between Israel and Ukraine and Congress and the Trump trials and. You know, just craziness out there. Nothing, it was like nobody even talked about the eclipse. It was like, well, whatever, there's an eclipse, we don't care. So, did you see anything about it? I didn't see anything about it.
A little bit. I saw a couple articles showing the path that it would take. But not too much.
But remember last August of 17, like people were camping out under the eclipse path, and it was really promoted, you know?
Yeah, and that had to have been promoted ahead of time so you could get your tickets and go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the whole thing. People were going to watch it, you know, and Trump came out of the White House and looked at it, you know, because it was going over the White House. My assistants were hanging out the window here in my house. I'm like, I'm not looking at that thing. What are you two doing, you know? And they both had major life changes after that eclipse hit, you know, so,
Well,
don't go looking at an eclipse. That's kind of bringing in trouble. Thanks very much, but leave me alone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, let them happen nearby.
Yeah. Totally.
Your umbrella.
Yep. Say again. What was that? I didn't mean to interrupt.
Don't go to the top of the hill with lightning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if the eclipse,
kind of falls
to
the kid.
Don't go inviting it to land near you.
Yeah. Just kind of say, I think I'm going to hang out in my house and let it go overhead.
Yeah.
Which is good. But yeah, so we have the energy of this with the Mars so strong. Remember, because the nodes are Pluto's squaring the nodes. So and then the Sun goes into the node today and tomorrow. Sun goes into the South node. Of course, we're going to have the House vote. For the speaker, and it's interesting because it is Jim Jordan's. He's got a lot of Aries, so You know, there were reports of bullying, you know, and Sean Hannity wrote a letter to the Congress people, which I thought was really interesting, basically saying, we understand your congressman is not voting for Jim Jordan. I'm like, what is Sean Hannity doing writing notes to Congress people? Like, what is that about? Yeah, I was just like, come on, like, we need to grow a set and man up, you know, but whatever. So we'll see what happens, but that vote is coming, and that's going to be as the sun goes into the South Node tomorrow. I believe it is tomorrow, Wednesday. So Tuesday or Wednesday. So changing relationships to things. So, but
those slogs in the mud so far. And
say again.
It's been a slog through the mud for Congress to try to get the speaker. And, I'd say there's going to be some more mud tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, it is Mars in Scorpio. Yeah. So I think, you know, the whole thing is once it gets square, once the Sun and the Mercury get past square Pluto, then that may be when they actually get it done. Because it went out on Mars square Pluto was the, you know, throwing them out. So the Sun and Mercury, of course, Mercury is speaker, right? So Sun, Mercury hitting the square, that'll be when they elect them. Yeah. So, the new one. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
As the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. We live in interesting times, for sure. So.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say about the aspects, and then we can take some callers?
No, I think we pretty much know what to look for this week.
Yeah.
Watch for that.
Cray-cray. We look for cray-cray.
Exactly.
Yeah. How crazy can it be? All right. So we have a few people that have raised their hand, and we will call on 530-307. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, I was born June 26th.
Oh, hang on. Wait. Go a little slower. My cat's sitting in front of the keyboard washing his paws. Hang on. Okay. All right. You were born, yeah?
June 26th, 1959. 26? 626.
Okay.
1959. Mm-hmm. 8:18 p.m. in Los Angeles, California. And I just kind of want to see how my chart's looking right now through all this crazy eclipse energy.
All righty. Well, you're having a direct hit, actually, on your partnership planet. So your nodes are in Libra, and the nodes, your north node's in Libra, the south node's in Libra, and the eclipse. So it's right now on your midheaven in your ninth house on your partnership planet. Your Juno is 25, so this is a lot of energy around revising your belief systems around partners and what they mean to you. And then we also have your progressed moon at 22 Cancer squaring those nodes from the seventh house. So you're making a lot of emotional decisions, or with Pluto opposite your Mercury, feeling like people are making emotional decisions for you that you might not have the most control over. You are about to have your progressed Venus return, and you're having the Sun on your progressed transiting Venus on your progressed Sun. Having word salad today. So lots of interesting energy around communication from people in your life that looks like it's got kind of a wrap-up energy. Emotional wrap-ups, old stories from when you were about 25, also back to 1995 when Saturn was last in this place. Kind of ending cycles for you. You know, you're highly sensitive with that Cancer Sun and the Pisces Moon. So this one's hitting your chart pretty strongly. Also a lot of opportunity for shifting out of old work situations or old situations with authority figures and really taking a new mental approach to them. Then the eclipse that we have in 2 weeks is right on your Neptune. So that's a direct hit. It's at 5 and your Neptune's at four, and it's trine to your son. So you've got a pretty emotional time coming. But also with the sun on the top of the chart, this can also be some recognition in the workplace or recognition about, you know, where you want to go work-wise. Does that match kind of where you're what you're going through?
Oh, well, I feel pretty confident in my work. I work for myself, and it's going really good. So I don't think that's... But I did just start like a new study. I mean, just finishing up a new study. So I'm a personal trainer and just in biomechanics. And so that's pretty exciting.
So that's the going back to school part? Yeah. Like taking that and implementing that in your practice?
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then like the relationship part, I've been dating somebody for almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And... It does seem like it's kind of, I'm not sure about it anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
well,
like the love is still there, but like it's just, I don't know how connected I am with this. I don't even know anymore.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, the 18 years is the node. That's the eclipse energy. And this eclipse is a relationship eclipse. You know, like, am I staying or going? Did somebody big come in last spring that kind of intrigued you in the eclipse in April?
No.
Did you meet anybody you thought was kind of cute? No?
Or
is that when you had, like, a maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Say again?
Well, I had I was in a hospital, but almost 2 years ago for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of in a recovery phase for a while.
Okay.
So, and I'm just like coming out of it and feeling like I'm like feeling my oats again, you know? So like maybe I should ask about health-wise how that looks for me.
Health looks great. Yeah, nothing going on in the health house. You look good there. That looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, like last April I, you know, didn't notice anything. But this summer I felt like I reconnected with my partner. But then now I just feel like probably when all that Venus retrograde, you know?
Yeah.
But then lately I just feel like more disconnected.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Sun-Venus conjunction was right on your Venus in the eighth house. So that was in mid-August, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like you're setting up new stuff, but it's not like in place yet. Mark, what are you seeing?
Yeah, it is between time, and it's time for you to really look and see what you're ready for and how you want to bring it into your life. So it's more like a table and figure when you take the rest will show up what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think also the Mercury is the ruler of your health house. Pluto's off your Mercury, so you're done with the health piece. But also now the progressive descendant, Neptune's on your ascendant. So it's like, okay, you know, now that I'm feeling better, now what do I want to do? So that is good. And then when you said you were sick for a while, that was the progressive moon going through your sixth house, which often is, you know, sixth houses are illnesses. The ascendant, the first house, is our vitality. So the vitality was tapped by Pluto opposite the Mercury, and then the health part was the moon going through the sixth house. So I do think you're on your way to better, so that's good. And you also had the progress sun. Yeah, you had the progress sun get off your Pluto, so that was pretty health. It does look like it was a pretty challenging health time. You also had Pluto quincunx. Yeah, quincunx your Mercury. Well, it gave you a new appreciation for life, yeah.
It really did.
Did partners show up did partners show up the way you wanted them to?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
So that wasn't a he's yeah. I just not really sure, like I don't know if I know what I want anymore.
Right.
In that area.
Yeah.
It feels weird, you know, it's like there's nothing like extremely wrong. But there's not being extremely right either.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're kind of in that middle place. Yeah. There's a book called All the Places You'll Go. Yes, and it's also the nodal return of dating them. Eclipses are 18-year cycles. 18 years, 8 days or 10 days and so many minutes. And then the tonic cycle, or the Saros cycle is the 18-day, the eclipse cycle. So that was 18 years ago. Then, and that was on your Juno, right, pulling in a partner. And then the one that's 19 years is the nodal cycle. So the nodes are also turning. But I do think, you know, as we go forward, this next chapter, when Pluto changes signs, which is big for your chart because you've got a strong Pluto, when he changes signs in January, you'll be a little clearer about what you want to do. Right now, there's just a lot of stuff that's like, am I doing this or am I doing that? Am I doing this or am I doing that? It isn't, the chart's not really clear. So
yeah, I almost feel like I'm just working, like my work is more interesting to me than anything right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, Mark?
I say that's fair. It's fair to say work is more interesting.
Yeah. So,
because your work being interesting will draw someone in more than complaining that it's not interesting.
I love my work, and I live in a beautiful place. There's a lot to appreciate for sure, and my appreciation for life is like quadrupled, even though I was so appreciative before, but. It's just every day is a bonus. And also, I was thinking about getting a surgery on my septum, and I was wondering, like, what a good time for that would be, like, if that's any good time coming up in the near future.
Well, Mars is in Scorpio, so that's reasonable. You are having progressed, your Venus is retrograde, getting the opposition from Saturn, your progressed Sun, too. So I would wait until Saturn gets past 9 degrees, which would be in the spring. Because he's opposite your progressed Venus. Yeah, wait till he gets past 9. Because he's stationing now opposite your Pluto. And, you know, Saturn-Pluto often is, I'm feeling like I need to fix this. But if you fix it under Saturn-Pluto, a lot of times it doesn't come out the way you want it to.
Okay, so like, what do you think, like April?
Oh, it's past 9, I think, in February time frame, yeah. And then get a good closing aspect. Because Saturn is in the second house of what's of value to me, right? And it's on your ascendant, natally. So that's kind of like, man, I need to fix that. Maybe I need to fix that. And so it's, you know, it's kind of picky right now. Your Saturn is in a picky mood in the sky. So, but he's also picking on you. And so I would be like, yeah, you know, I'm picking on myself. So, but he's on your progressed Venus is 9. And your Sun is 6. So that's, you know, right now, they got to 7 this spring, this summer. So that's where you're feeling not like it doesn't really match what you're looking for. So I would wait till Saturn gets. Mm-hmm. Yep, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Pluto and Saturn are a good, strong theme in the chart. They work together well. And your Sun is always checking in with Saturn. Yeah, Pluto, Saturn, they work well together. And you're always wanting a strong connection to Saturn because of that opposition to the Sun.
Right.
So you got to take care of Saturn and Pluto first before you do anything else.
Mm-hmm. So they calm down in December. Say again?
Do you think I should, like, get, like, some specific help in figuring out a date?
A date for doing it? Well, I mean, it would be in this. I would do it in the spring after Saturn gets past 8, 9. So that's going to be at least in February, March time frame. Yeah. And then once you're ready, you know, you want to do the moon in Capricorn, Aquarius, or Pisces because it flows with you, and you want it to have a good closing aspect. So if we get past the end of January, the moon in Capricorn will have nice closing aspects. So anytime after January to June, Moon's last aspect is going to be a trine to either Uranus or Jupiter. So that would be the time frame I would go with. Because the moon, once Pluto's out of Capricorn, which is January 20th, and Saturn's out of 7, which is like in early February, then I would be like, okay, let's look at, so it would be the end of February to the end of June would be a time to do it. And you also
and
have a Jupiter and Mars. Say again?
And so, and make sure it's not like on a void moon or like...
Not
in,
a void
in
moon,
the,
yeah. And you want to do it when the moon's in your first, second, or third house, which would be in Capricorn, Aquarius, or Pisces. Right?
Okay.
Because that's when the tide goes with you. So... But once it's in Cap, you know, we get out of Capricorn right now is having hard aspects because it joins the Pluto, but it gets out of that mode in once we get to once Pluto goes out of Capricorn into Aquarius, he'll be in Aquarius till September. So then those nodes will all be fine. Those closing aspects will all be fine.
And then, do you think it's important for like it to be a waning moon?
You want it to be growing, yeah, because as waning is doesn't grow back, waxing moon is healing. So new to full, because you want it to grow back and look good, right? As you know, if you're having cancer or something like that, you do full to new, because you don't want it to grow back. If you want it to grow and grow strong and tall, you do new to full. No scarring.
Well,
it kind of
like,
minimizes.
Yeah, it's just like crooked in there and there's all congested
yeah.
with stuff. It's not
yeah.
changing the shape of my nose. It's just
cleaning out the stuff that's blocked.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
I found out I had sleep apnea, and then they're like, you need to get your septum fixed and all that. So that's been fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
you
so sense.
Much.
That's I appreciate
the Pluto.
It.
You're welcome. That's the Pluto opposite your Mercury, too. You know, that's like, okay, I need to fix my nose. Mercury is one of the rulers of senses. So,
yeah, and it's getting harder
better.
And harder just to breathe.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Yeah, it's like, okay, that's not a good thing. You need oxygen, right? You know, there was this
yeah.
book called How We Die by a guy named Newland, and it was like how we, and it was all, every single one was we run out of oxygen somehow, you know. And I'm like, well, you should have just said How We Die, no oxygen is the answer, you know, because everything was run out of oxygen, run out of oxygen. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. But I did buy the book, so he made some money. That's good, you know. So, yeah. So good to breathe,
well,
so you don't die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about you too with your surgeries coming up. So I hope that was all good.
I know.
With you.
Well, I've got two of them scheduled. One more to go, so we're good. We're on the list. I should have the other one scheduled this week. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
All
well,
good.
Thank you so much. All right.
Yes,
thank
you guys. You too.
Mark.
Off you go.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right, so that's it. We spent a lot of time with Los Angeles. Yay, go Ra. And changes in directions. So this is Ann Ortley signing off from the desk. And what we're going to do, Mark and I and Heather had a meeting. We all met at my apartment a couple weeks ago and when Heather was in town. And we decided we'd have Mark lead a little meditation, kind of get everybody mellow. So, Mark, you want to do a meditation for us as we hang up and go to bed?
Yeah, let this be kind of a visualization. If you can, everybody, think about what does in your chart, where it has some different, what you've learned from Pluto. Visualize Pluto in your chart, see that circle of your chart, and where Pluto is. And anything that you that comes to mind about Pluto and how it has helped you or how you've had to work with it, take 3 deep breaths and exhale slowly. Good. And you can let your breath move on its own. And pay attention for the rest of the day. See what comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
It's good to chuckle when you think of Pluto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody good? You can all go off and have a good night. This is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Mark Waltz, signing off from the Hudson River. Thanks for listening in. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Catch you next week. Have good eclipses. Bye.
Have an eclipse.